A fire broke out in a library in Pune's Navi Pet area on Thursday morning, ANI reported. Four fire brigades and two water tankers reached the spot and doused off the blaze, said the Pune City Fire Department. There were no reported casualties or injuries, but the cause of the fire is yet to be investigated, an official said to ANI. The fire started at 6:30 a.m., destroying the whole library, including furniture, computers and books in the blaze. The fire broke out at the library at 6:30 a.m. We put out the fire using four fire brigades and two water tankers. There has been no casualty or injury. The fire has been doused. The library has been destroyed, including furniture, computers, and books. The cause of the fire is yet to be ascertained. What we know is that pest control was carried out last night, Rajesh Jagtap, fire officer at Pune City Fire Department said. More information awaited. Lokhandwala fire kills elderly couple, their housekeeper earlier on October 16, three people were killed in a fire in the 14-story Ria Palace building in Mumbai's Andheri area. The blaze erupted at around 8 a.m. and the three were confined to a flat on the 10th floor of the Ria Palace building, located on 4th Cross Road at the Lokhandwala complex in Andheri area, the civic body said to Midday. As soon as information about the fire was received, fire brigade officials reached the spot and started controlling the fire, Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation, BMC, said. ANI cited, Cooper Hospital's chief medical officer informed that the three victims were identified as Chandra Prakash Soni, 74, Kanta Soni, 74, and their house help Pelupta, 42. The blaze at the Andheri building was doused at 8:58 a.m. The cause of the fire was yet to be ascertained, the BMC said. Local MLA Bharti Livekar, along with former municipal councillor Yogiraj Dabarkar, visited the building to speak with residents about the incident. KL Arora, the building's secretary and an eyewitness, shared, at around 8 a.m., my son went out for a morning walk and saw smoke coming from the flat. He immediately called the fire brigade. We rushed upstairs and had to break the door open, as the spare key with the neighbor didn't work. When we finally got the door open, the flat was filled with smoke, and the fire brigade began their firefighting efforts right away. Arora further stated that two of the bodies were charred, and the third individual likely died from suffocation. One son, who is in Singapore, has already left for Mumbai, while the other son, who resides in the USA, has also been informed about this tragic incident, Arora added, with inputs from ANI.